This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. While the United States is gradually lifting some of its cross-border travel restrictions, north and south, there has been real economic damage done to communities along those borders the past year and a half. And one of the hardest hit is Boquillas del Carmen. It's a tiny Mexican town just across the Rio Grande from Big Bend National Park. The small border crossing connecting Boquillas to the park was shut down completely, cutting that community off from the tourist who sustained it. So, as Marfa Public Radio's Annie Rosenthal reports, residents got creative to make ends meet.
It's a sunny afternoon in Big Bend National Park, and the water of the Rio Grande is shallow and warm. Veronica Ureste is riding a horse into the middle of the river, which marks the international border here.
Hello.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Ureste lives in Boquillas del Carmen, a community of about 250 people on the Mexican side. With her, she's brought a bag of the crafts her town is known for, aprons and purses embroidered with the flora and fauna of the borderlands.
Ocotillos, roadrunners, donkeys, that's what we sell.
The watery rendezvous is a little inconvenient, but for much of the past 2 years, it was the only way Ureste could meet with Americans. Boquillas is usually connected to Big Bend by a small port of entry, staffed by park employees and monitored remotely by customs officers who check your passport via video call. But in March 2020, the crossing shut down, a pandemic measure meant to protect both the rural village and visitors to the park. At other ports, U.S. citizens and essential workers were still allowed to go back and forth. Here, though, Big Bend National Park Superintendent Bob Kremenacker explains, that wasn't the case.
Boquillas is probably the first to close and the last to open of all the ports because from an economic point of view, on a global basis, there's not much going on.
But for people like Ureste, the crossing is vital. Pre-pandemic, Boquillas played host to thousands of visitors a year. Tourists from the national park who would cross in a rowboat and ride a donkey up to the village for a taste of rural Mexican life. So when the port closed, Ureste and her neighbors found themselves cut off from their financial lifeline and necessities in the U.S. Boquillas is 4 hours from the nearest grocery store on the Mexican side.
And we are like a community like so far away from the other cities, and right now it's hard.
People in town had to adapt to get by. Some men crossed the river discreetly, putting crafts on the American side with coffee cans where tourists could leave payment. Other residents, like Ureste, moved their businesses online when the pandemic started, to platforms like Facebook.
First, I was like very scared. I barely used Facebook, and I didn't know how to do it. Even how to post, I was scared.
Now, Ureste has built up a clientele around Texas. Her father lives in the U.S. and regularly made the trip down through the nearest open port of entry, hours away, to pick up the wares in Boquillas. Then he brought them back for buyers as far away as San Antonio and Dallas. Neighbors near the river also pitched in to help. People like Mike Davidson, who runs the Boquillas International Ferry, the rowboat that takes people across the river in normal times.
We raised about $20,000 that went towards emergency supplies and food, and I mean diapers, baby food, everything that they needed.
The U.S. government quietly lent a hand, too. Ureste says Americans in uniform beckoned Boquillas residents to the river's bank to be vaccinated. This spirit of help is what made these long 20 months bearable, Ureste says. Despite the challenges of living in Boquillas, she adds, almost no one moved away. And she plans to stick around.
I love my town. I love to live here. I have gone out and live in big cities, and I don't like it. I love it here.
Now she's eager to welcome visitors back to Boquillas. Not online or from the river, but on dry land. In Big Bend National Park, I'm Annie Rosenthal for Marketplace.